Abraham chosen from idolatrous generation. After the flood the people once more increased on the earth, and wickedness also increased. Idolatry became well-nigh universal, and the Lord finally left the hardened transgressors to follow their evil ways, while he chose Abraham, of the line of Shem, and made him the keeper of his law for future generations. Abraham's family touched by false worship. In that age, idolatry was fast creeping in and conflicting with the worship of the true God. But Abraham did not become an idolater. Although his own father was vacillating between the true and the false worship, and with his knowledge of the truth false theories and idolatrous practices were mingled, Abraham kept free from this infatuation. He was not ashamed of his faith, and made no effort to hide the fact that he made God his trust. He builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. Abraham saw coming Redeemer. Christ said to the Pharisees, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad." How did Abraham know of the coming of the Redeemer? God gave him light in regard to the future. He looked forward to the time when the Savior should come to this earth, his divinity veiled by humanity. By faith he saw the world's Redeemer coming as God in the flesh. He saw the weight of guilt lifted from the human race, and borne by the divine substitute. Keep commandments under Abrahamic covenant. If it were not possible for human beings under the Abrahamic covenant to keep the commandments of God, every soul of us is lost. The Abrahamic covenant is the covenant of grace. By grace ye are saved. Quoted, disobedient children? No, obedient to all his commandments. If it were not possible for us to be commandment keepers, then why does he make the obedience to his commandments the proof that we love him?